On that motion, all in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails, and the Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today, our prayer will be offered by Reverend Dr. David Van Dyke from the House of Hope Presbyterian Church in St. Paul. Please remain standing after the prayer for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. Creative Holy One, to whom we pray using many different names, we pause at the opening of this session to take stock of the business before this body and to ask for guidance and wisdom in dealing with it. May all who occupy seats of power and all who have been sent here to serve do so in ways that reflect the very best of what this country is about and that further strengthen our common bonds of life and liberty. We assemble today acknowledging the many troubled spots in the world, especially in the Middle East and Northern Africa. In all of the world's areas of unrest and trouble, may peaceful responses prevail and the ways of violence be set aside in favor of healthy, constructive, and selfless outcomes. Be with our women and men in uniform serving this country on its front lines of danger. Keep them safe until the day when they may be reunited with their loved ones. Closer to home, we ask that you would bless and strengthen all who seek to serve the common good. For our teachers and police, our social workers and healthcare providers, our laborers and owners of businesses, and for the whole host of citizen volunteers at every level, without whom ours would be a less compassionate society. Strengthen this state to be a model among states and an even better home for all her citizens. This is our common prayer. Amen.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daley, DeKreif, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubli, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vandeveer, Wieger, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Under the second order of business, executive and official communications, the following communications were received and referred as indicated. Those communications are printed on today's Senate agenda. Under the third order of business, messages from the House. Secretary will read those messages.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House file, herewith transmitted, House file number 130, Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is required. Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. First reading and referred to the House File 130, referred to the Committee on Rules and Administration for comparison with Senate File Number 60, now on general orders, first reading of House bills. Fifth order of business, reports of committees, Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would like to move that the committee report printed in today's agenda be adopted.
Senator Koch moves that the reports printed in today's agenda are adopted. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The report is adopted. Second reading of Senate bills. Senate file number 4 was read for the second time. Second reading. Second reading of, eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. These bills are printed on today's Senate bill introduction, first reading, and referred as indicated. First reading. Ninth order of business, there are author's motions and motions printed on pages 2 and 3 of today's Senate agenda. Those will be taken as one motion. All those in favor of adoption of those motions printed, say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion is adopted. Continuing under motions and resolutions, Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate file number 48, number 2 on the general orders, be stricken and re-referred to the Committee on Finance.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Under the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Senator Nelson.
Madam President, members, I would just like to remind you that Wednesday is a special day at the Capitol. It's Rochester on tour. Those of you who have been here before will remember the evening festivities at from 5 to 7 at the National Guard. There's a grand reception. I encourage you all to attend. There's plenty of great food, good music, good entertainment, and I hope we all see you there. Again, that's Wednesday, 5 to 7 at the National Guard Armory. See Senator Senjum and I if you have any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Announcements of Senate interest. Senator Carlson.
Thank you, Madam President. I just wanted to warn all senators in the body that the red and black sweaters will be in town tomorrow. If, for those of you that are not familiar, that's Bemidji Day at the Capitol, and the reception will be at the Kelly Inn from 5 to 7. Thank you.
Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. And the Subcommittee on Committees will meet 15 minutes after session in room 107. Room 107, Subcommittee on Committees, not rules. There are no other announcements.
Senator Koch, I need to do the announcements quickly, or excuse me, the excuses quickly. Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senators Tomasoni, Dibble, Anderson, and Cohen will be excused all day.
And then, Madam President, I'd like to move that we adjourn until Wednesday. Well, that's Wednesday, members, February 2nd at noon, 12 noon.
Senator Koch has moved to adjourn until Wednesday, February 2nd at noon. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. We stand adjourned.